Podcast.
Hey, I'll call your soul.
Green corn's the best killer there ever was.
What's up? This is the Horrorcore Podcast, Episode 1. My name is Bart, and I will be your host. I will always be your host. Might have someone in here to help me out from time to time. You know, change things up a bit, but for the most part, it's just me. You can be reached by email at horrorcorebart@yahoo.com. That's horrorcorebart@yahoo.com. For the most part, I will review horror movies. Might slip out into a rant from time to time about something that has nothing to do with horror. But just need to vent sometimes, so hopefully you enjoy it. If not, then, oh well, suck it. I'm working on a phone number for you guys to get a hold of me at that will be taken care of shortly, hopefully by the next episode. I'd like to get feedback from you guys. Always down for criticisms. Good or bad. I'm a man, grown man, so I can take it if you want to dish it. Gonna try to stick to a theme in each episode. Like tonight, we'll be doing Adam Green's movies, Hatchet 1 and 2 and Frozen. Start off with a little news here. February 8th, we have some DVDs coming out. We have Paranormal Activity 2. Wasn't too bad. Better than the first one, but don't really care for either one of them. We have I Spit on Your Grave also coming out February 8th. That was a great remake. Great remake. You need to check that one out. We have My Soul to Take also coming out February 8th. That one I would avoid. Big waste of time. Unless you're bored and have nothing else to do, I would stay away from that one. We also have The Walking Dead series, the full first season's coming out March 8th. So got a while for that. And it's been announced that Rob Zombie's next film will be called Lords of Salem. From what I hear, it's going to be his take on a witches horror movie, which should be great. Haven't seen a good horror movie about witches in a long time. Love to see Rob Zombie's spin on it. So, that's about it for the news. Let's get right into it. First movie up tonight is Hatchet, from 2006. This movie is written and directed by Adam Green. People in the horror community seem to hold this movie in pretty high regard. It's about a guy in New Orleans. Actually, it takes place during Mardi Gras. And it's about a guy in New Orleans that is trying to run a company where he takes people out on a spooky cruise to the swamps. So a lot of people get together and they get on the boat and they get out there and get stuck and have to deal with someone named Victor Crowley, who is basically a wannabe Jason Voorhees. This movie was absolutely horrible. I don't know why so many people are high on it. Let's go through some of the pros. One of the pros is Robert Englund has a cameo in it. Never get enough Robert Englund. The other pro would be Tony Todd, Candyman himself. Can never get enough of Tony Todd. And the third and final pro was one of the killings, where Victor Crowley decided to rip somebody's jaw and rip the head off the jaw. That was kind of cool. Rest of it sucked. Let's go through some of the cons. This movie wanted to be a shitty 80s slasher movie. I hate 80s slasher movies. Nothing worse. You get the bad acting, which was done in this movie. You get the bad score, which was also done in this movie. You had the stereotypical black guy that acted like he was from the hood or whatever. Horrible. The characters were unbelievable, such as the blonde. Is there really people that stupid? I mean, come on, let's get real. The lead actor was pathetic. I hated him. I wanted him to die first. This movie totally ripped off Friday the 13th. I think that's what he was going for. I'm hoping his tongue was firmly planted in his cheek when he made this movie, because if not, I want to fight him. Victor Crowley himself looked absurd. That is one of the most ridiculous killers I've ever seen in a movie. The effects were bad. The sets were bad. The ending was horrible. It was a complete rip of the... like I said before, I hope he's paying homage to Friday the 13th. Because he tried to make a Friday the 13th, but he tried to make all of the bad Friday the 13ths. Not part 1 or 2, or even 3. He made all the shitty ones. It was just ridiculous. I'm not sure. There was 9 kills in it. Like I said, there was one of them was cool. The other ones looked totally fake. It was horrible effects. As far as Victor Crowley, the whole story behind him and the fire starting at his cabin. I mean, do firecrackers really start fires? I've played with a lot of firecrackers in my day and never seen one actually start a fire. What else can you say? Kane Hodder, he was one of my favorite Jasons when he was Jason, but he was very spastic as Victor Crowley. I thought it was horrible. I thought this movie was made much better in the 80s when it was called The Burning. Burning was a good watch. This was not. And I remember when this movie first came out, I was actually still renting movies from the video stores back then. And I remember I rented it. Sounded good when I read it on the back, read the back synopsis. Brought it home. I think I made it halfway through it and couldn't finish watching. It was just, I found it to be repulsive. Then I started listening to podcasts, and like I said, people in the horror community hold this movie in such a high regard. I thought maybe I'd miss something. So I decided to rewatch it. Actually, just watched it today. And now I remember why I couldn't get through it the first time. I know people are going to hate me for this for some reason. I don't understand the love for this movie. If I wanted to watch poorly made slasher movies, I would dig up my 80s collection and torture myself by sitting through those. This movie, I can honestly say, I will never watch again. IMDb gives it 5.7 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 50% on the tomato meter. Me personally, I give it a 4 out of 10. I'm not going to kill it with like a 2 or something like that, because while I was repulsed by the movie, just a poorly made movie, I can honestly say that I wasn't bored. I can't give it any more than a 4 out of 10. So, watch at your own risk. Alright, on to Hatchet 2. This movie was made and released in the year 2011. Also written and directed by Adam Green. It has a runtime of 89 minutes. It basically picks up right where the last film left off. I mean, literally seconds after the last film left off. Basically, the surviving female, who's played by Daniel Harris this time around, goes back to Reverend Zombie, who, in return, gathers up a bunch of hunters to go back out, get his boat, and hunt for Victor Crowley. It's basically the synopsis of it. Starting off, this movie was actually much, 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 much worse than the original. didn't think that was possible, but Adam Green proved me wrong. There's bad effects. The special effects are ridiculous. They just absolutely absurd. The acting, bad. Even with Danielle Harris, she had a horrible accent. It wasn't Southern. I'm not sure what exactly it was. There was inconsistency. There was one point where she was crying, and there was tears streaming down her face. Then it would go back to her uncle. It was either her uncle or Reverend Zombie. And then go back to her, and her face would be completely dry. And then go back to the other character. And then come back to her, then there'd be tears streaming down her face. Did that a couple times. Just very inconsistent with that. Of course, they found a way to bring that phony Asian dude back. I'm not sure if he has an in with Adam Green or what, but that was ridiculous. There was also another stereotypical black man who had, you know, trying to be the comic relief, cheesy one-liners and whatnot. Just found that to be ridiculous. And unlike the first one, this time around, I was extremely bored. I actually had to stop the movie at the 37-minute mark, lay down, take a nap, because it bored me. I was so damn tired watching it. Finally, later on in the day, started it back up, was able to get through it the second time around. The sets were bad once again. You could tell it was shot indoors in a studio. It was ridiculous. The storyline was absurd. You could tell Adam Green just threw it together, tried to hurry up, get it shot, get it written, get it shot, and put it out. I do believe he was interviewed, and he said that he shot the rough draft, just the first draft. Didn't make any changes to it. So that right there tells you that he was just trying to cash in on the ridiculous success of the first one. And you could tell. You could tell. The cinematography was boring. There was nothing original about this movie. Nothing. From the kills to the storyline to the killer to the stereotypical black guy, like I said. There was nothing original. It was very predictable. From the second the movie started, you could tell what was going to happen next. It was horrible. I could not wait for the end of this movie. I was so goddamn bored. And, you know, just to nitpick, the size inaccuracy of Victor Crowley was apparent. It would show him one time, like, would standing next to somebody, and the person would come up to, you know, his stomach, chest area. Then it would show him again later on in the movie when he's fighting Reverend Zombie. They're both the same height, so that was inaccurate, inconsistent. It's exactly the same as the first. I mean, I don't know what else I can say about it other than it was absolutely horrible. There was, if you pay close attention, there was a small reference to Frozen, which I will be reviewing here in a minute. You know, like I said, it stars Daniel Harris, Tony Todd is back, Kane Hodder's back as Victor Crowley, whatever that Asian dude's name is, that half-Asian, quarter-Asian guy, he's back in it playing his brother somehow. As far as spoilers, I don't give a shit because, honestly, I should tell you how it ends so you don't waste your time watching it. IMDb gave this movie a 5.6 out of 10, which is pretty damn high. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 34%, which also is very high. I personally gave this movie 2 out of 10. That was a generous 2. Don't waste your time with this movie. Please, just don't waste your time. On to Frozen. This movie was made and released in 2010. This came in between Hatchet and Hatchet 2. This was Adam Green's second venture into writing and directing. So obviously it was written and directed by Adam Green. It stars Sean Ashmore, Emma Bell, and Kevin Zegers. It has a runtime of 93 minutes. This movie's about three people that get stranded on a chairlift in the dead of winter. They have to figure out how they're going to get down without dying and freezing to death. So, I thought this movie was pretty good. really no plot holes in this movie. As soon as you think there's a plot hole, it gets tied up real quick. The acting was pretty strong from the two male leads. The female, she wasn't bad, but she definitely didn't hold her own with the two males. There was a couple references in this movie. One to Newbery Comics. You saw the big billboard in there on the ski hill. And the picture is the same as the t-shirt that the lead male was wearing in Hatchet, you know, the guy that was just utterly pathetic. So somewhere down the line, I got to look up Newbery Comics. This movie is very original. You've never seen a movie like this before. The only real gripe I have about it is you couldn't see their breath. I mean, if it was as cold as they were trying to say it was, for the most part, when they were talking and breathing, you couldn't see their breath. There was one point somewhere in the middle where I could see her breath a little bit, but the rest of the movie, no, couldn't see it. So that's really my only gripe. Like I said, the acting was good. There was no big plot holes. The effects, what little there were good. They were believable. They looked real, unlike Hatchet 1 and 2, where it was just absurdly ridiculous looking. Like when the hand is frozen to the ski lift and she has to peel it off, that was pretty cool. And the frostbite on her face, I enjoyed that. Overall, I enjoyed this movie. This movie shows a lot of potential for Adam Green when he obviously wanted to be serious in this movie, and it showed. And it was only a second movie, so there is a lot of potential there. Personally, I would have ended the movie pretty quick if I was caught in that situation, because I would have jumped right into the tree. They kept showing him look down, and there was this big old pine tree right below him, and I would have jumped right into that tree. Would have broken my fall, probably wouldn't have gotten hurt so much. And I would have done that well before there was wolves around. Which some wolves, they were pretty frightening. But like I said, overall, this was an enjoyable movie. I would suggest people watch this movie, where I cannot say the same for Hatchet 1 and 2. There was only two kills in this movie. Two people died, but there was only three people for most of the movie. There was a cameo by Kane Hodder. So if you watch close, you can see that. Let's see. IMDb gives this 6.4 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gives this 61%. I personally am right along the same line with them. I give it a 6 out of 10. So, like I said, I suggest this movie. Hope you check it out. Hope you enjoy it. Closing on this episode, we're going to go ahead and talk about what was the theme of this episode, a Mr. Adam Green. From what I can tell, Adam Green really hasn't done much. He's done a lot of writing since 2000, none of which I've really heard of, with the exception of the three movies that we reviewed tonight. Looks like he has two that are in pre-production and post-production. We have Killer Pizza and Chillerama. Looks like Chillerama, he did a segment, and he did the screenplay for Killer Pizza. As far as directing, you know, he's directed the obviously the three that we've covered tonight. He's also directing Chillerama. And looks like he's directed a lot of shorts. He's done a TV miniseries, a TV movie. Really nothing that I've heard of. As far as acting, looks like he's, you know, played bit parts and pretty much everything. Someone that you'll see in the background. Really nothing big. Producing wise, Grace? Looks like he was a producer on Grace. It wasn't a bad movie. He's producing the Chillerama. Looks like this is going to be written, produced, directed by Adam Green. Hopefully it's more along the lines of Frozen and not the Hatchet series. He did show potential, like I said. He does show potential when he wants to be serious, as far as when he did Frozen. When it comes to this schlock 80s homage cheese horror blood and gore shit, he needs to stay away from it. He's not good at it. I don't care if it was tongue-in-cheek, if he was trying to get a laugh, it wasn't funny. If he was trying to be serious, it was absolutely horrible. Stick to the Frozen. That's what I have to say about that. So, I'm going to wrap things up here. This was my debut episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I know I have a lot to learn. I know I'm not too great at this. I will learn over time. Hopefully you'll stick with me while I learn and get better. Before I started this, I had never recorded a damn thing. Never done any editing. Taught myself how to do all this. I'm just a huge horror fan. I love the genre. Love all the little subgenres. And I just want to share my opinion with people. I do listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to the Fear Shop podcast. That's one of my favorites. Listen to Bloody Good Horror. Listen to the Dead Lantern Splattercast. Blackfoot Lounge on Dead Lantern. I just started listening to the Body Count podcast. Very interested in keeping up with those guys. So if you haven't heard of any of those, go ahead and check them out. They're all worth your time. Trust me. So until next time, adios. And actually, on the next episode, we will be reviewing the Evil Dead trilogy. So hope you tune back in, listen to that. Till then, I'm out. Peace! Seems crippling. Let me under through corridors. Aromas thick with age. Mark off the day. Regrets of my life are fading. Pull me out the body. You want it, you want it. People frail and rotting. Descending, I'm not in such a that's collapsing. You want it, casting to make a take the body. You want it, you want me. Bastards found its place. Salvation is no more. Well, God, accept my peace. Rich will pardon me. Revisions of my love, my baby, pull me out the body. You want it, you want it. People frail and rotting. Descending, I'm lost in such a death collapsing. You want it, casting to make God take the body. You want it, who wants me? Now I
failure. And in a gloom as wide as an eye of fermenting, roiling hate, death grip in my veins, unveiling rancid petals, flowering forth found nectar, space between a blink and a tear, death bloom.